Lack of trust in the traditional media and preference for social media. Some findings from the 2025 Digital News Report. The Reuters Institute published the 2025 edition of the Digital News Report, which shows global trust in news remaining stable, albeit below 50%. Traditional media face low audience engagement and declining trust. According to the 2025 Digital News Report from the Reuters Institute, published last June. Additionally, audiences are increasingly turning to social media and video platforms. Nonetheless, global trust in news, 40%, has remained stable for the third consecutive year. Globally, the Reuters Institute sample, which covers 6 continents and 48 countries, including Serbia for the first time, reports weekly access to news via Facebook, 36%, and YouTube, 30%. Instagram and WhatsApp are each used by 19% of respondents, followed by TikTok, 16%, and X, 12%. The use of X for news consumption is stable or increasing in several markets. However, the demographic of X users changed after Elon Musk assumed control in 2022. Usage among politically right-leaning individuals, particularly young men, increased, while progressive users have reduced or limited their use. In some countries, including the US, influencers have played a significant role in shaping public debates. Despite the preference for social networks, there is concern about the ability to distinguish between true and false information. This concern is highest in Africa, 73%, and the US, 73%, and lowest in Western Europe, 46%. Influencers and politicians, both 47%, are perceived as the greatest threats to the spread of false or misleading information. Trusted media, including public service brands in several countries, remain the primary source people turn to for verifying information. Reuters Institute's report also notes that the use of artificial intelligence in news is better received when applied to accessibility purposes, e.g., summarizing or translating news, and is considered more reliable when humans are involved in the process. Looking specifically at the Portuguese context, the media face significant challenges, despite optimistic scenarios for RTP 2024. And private groups Medialiva and Media Capital Group, 2023 data, Global Media and Empresa reported substantial losses, resulting in both salary cuts and layoffs. Moreover, younger audiences not only demonstrate lower trust in news, but also show less concern about online misinformation.